You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Holy Spirit, focusing on his role in both creation and Scripture. From the very first verses of the Bible to the very last, the Spirit is never absent. He is powerfully present, breathing life, guiding truth, and revealing God to his people. Our key verse is Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the earth was a formless and desolate emptiness, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we introduced the Spirit as the third person of the Trinity. He's not a force, he's not an energy, but he's God himself, fully divine and fully personal. And today we are going to trace his work from the very beginning, creation itself, and the way that he has moved through Scripture. When we open our Bibles, the Spirit is already there. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 says, "And the earth was formless and desolate emptiness, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." The Hebrew word for hovering paints a picture of a bird covering its nest, protecting, nurturing, and readying life to spring forth. The Spirit is not passive in creation. He is active, moving, preparing, bringing order from chaos. And in that same chapter, God speaks creation into being. The Father wills it. The Son, the Word, speaks it. And the Spirit brings it to life. That's why Psalm chapter 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their lights." The word breath here points us to the Spirit. The universe is not just the product of God's command. It is animated by his Spirit. Job chapter 33, verse 4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Elihu understood what modern science still cannot explain. The spark of life does not come from chemistry or chance, but from the Spirit of God. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment of existence is sustained by him. And this isn't just about the beginning of time. Psalm chapter 104, verse 30 says of God, "You send forth your Spirit. They are created, and you renew the face of the ground." Creation is ongoing in the sense that God continually sustains life through his Spirit. If he were to withdraw his Spirit, everything would collapse into nothingness. That's how dependent the world is on him. Now, with that said, let's talk about his role in Scripture itself. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 tells us, "For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." That means the Bible is not a collection of religious musings. It is the Spirit-breathed Word of God. The prophets, apostles, and writers of Scripture did not invent their own thoughts. They were carried along by the Spirit, just as a ship is carried along by the wind. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, and for training in righteousness." That word inspired literally means God breathed. The Spirit who gave life to creation also breathed life into the Word. Think about this. The same Spirit who hovered over the waters in Genesis hovered over the minds of men like Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Matthew, Paul, and John, ensuring that what they wrote was not mere opinion, but divine truth. And the Spirit doesn't just inspire Scripture, He illuminates it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God." The natural mind can read the Bible and miss the point. But when the Spirit opens your eyes, suddenly the word leaps off the page and it pierces your heart. Now let's take a closer look at how the Holy Spirit worked through the Old Testament. In Numbers chapter 11, the Spirit came upon 70 elders of Israel, and they prophesied. In Judges, we read over and over again that the Spirit of the Lord came upon men like Othniel, Gideon, and Samson, empowering them to lead, to fight, and to deliver Israel. The Spirit gave Bezalel the skill to design the tabernacle. He anointed prophets like Isaiah and Ezekiel to proclaim God's word with boldness. But here's the difference. In the Old Testament, the Spirit's presence was often temporary and selective. He came upon individuals for certain tasks, but He didn't indwell every believer permanently. That was something new that Jesus promised in the New Covenant. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 prophesied, "It will come about after this that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams. Your young men will see visions." That prophecy was fulfilled at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit was poured out on all believers. No longer would His presence be limited to kings, prophets, or judges. Now every son and daughter of God carries His Spirit. That means that the same Spirit who hovered over creation now hovers in your heart. The same Spirit who gave Moses words, who strengthened David's hands, who filled Isaiah's mouth, now fills you. And the Spirit also reveals Christ throughout Scripture. Luke chapter 24, verse 27 says of Jesus, "Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, He explained to them the things written about Himself in all the Scriptures." How could Jesus show them that? Because the Spirit who inspired those Scriptures made them testify to Christ. That's why Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says, "For the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit of prophecy." The Spirit's purpose in Scripture is not just to give us facts or history. It is to point us to Jesus. Every page of your Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, carries the fingerprints of the Spirit testifying of the Son. So let's pause here and apply this. If the Spirit is the breath of creation and the author of Scripture, then every time you breathe and every time that you open your Bible, you are encountering His work. The breath in your lungs testifies that He sustains you. The words on the page testify that He teaches you. And that means we should approach life and Scripture with humility and dependence. We don't study the Bible the way we study a textbook. We open it prayerfully, asking the Spirit to speak, to convict, to illuminate, and to guide. Without the Spirit, the Bible is a closed book. But with the Spirit, the Bible becomes living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The Spirit wields the word like a sword, cutting through lies, exposing sin, and bringing healing. Now, here's where many believers stumble. They affirm the Spirit inspired the Bible, but they don't lean on Him to understand it. They depend on commentaries, podcasts, or opinions more than the Spirit Himself. Now, those resources can be helpful, but they are not the source of truth. The Spirit is. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come." Notice, He guides into truth. He doesn't just drop information into your head. He leads you step by step into understanding and obedience. So let me ask you, do you see the Spirit in creation around you? Do you see Him in the scriptures you hold? Or have you treated Him like a background character? The Spirit is the breath of life and the breath of the Word. And without Him, we have no life and no light. With Him, creation flourishes. The Bible opens and hearts are transformed. The Holy Spirit was not absent at the beginning. He was not late to the story. He was there, moving over the waters, bringing life into existence. He was there, inspiring prophets and apostles to write the word. He is here now, illuminating truth and breathing life into your spirit. Now, tomorrow, we will look at the Spirit in redemption, how He convicts of sin, regenerates the heart, seals believers, and transforms us into the image of Christ. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.